stay connected to the world around you, KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.
Welcome in, San Diego. It's Andrew Bowen filling in for Jade Hindman. On today's show, what to do about kids putting things in their mouths. A new children's book might help. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. Anyone who's been around little kids know they love to put things in their mouths, whether they should or they shouldn't. It's a way for them to explore the world, but it can also drive their parents crazy. And that's the premise behind the new children's book, That's Not Food, from San Diego author Mara Altman. And Mara joins me now. Mara, welcome to Midday Edition.
Thanks for having me here.
So this is actually your second children's book, but I'm curious about, you know, this That's Not Food. How did you land on a book about kids eating things that they're not supposed to?
Because it's very dismaying and also kind of hilarious. I had, at the time when I came up with this idea, it was about 5 years ago. My kids were two, they're twins. And like every, you know, you're trying to watch both, and there'd be like a cigarette butt in one's mouth, a rock, a stick, a screw, a coin. And I would find myself going, that's not food. So it kind of came about very naturally.
And that's sort of the tagline of each page
exactly.
In the book is you introduce something that a kid, you know, maybe wants to eat, but it's you got to tell them that's not food. You say the premise of this book came out of a game that you played when your kids were toddlers. Can you tell me about
that?
Yeah.
So, you know, I would kind of quiz them in the car. I would come up with these silly ideas, which are kind of in here in different forms. You know, would you eat like shoelace pasta? And they'd be like, that's not food. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, you know, all like so many parents have their own stories of wild stories of what their kids have put in their mouths. So it's very relatable. Yeah.
And parents also, I'm sure, can relate to trying to the difficulty of trying to get kids to actually eat food, the things that they're supposed to eat. Did you use this game to help your kids eat, actually, and convince them this is food?
I mean, kids just love games in every form. So, yes, I think games should be, you know, part of even getting to the car in the morning. That helps kids. Yeah. With part of routines.
And one piece of inspiration for this book was from an artist, Linka Clayton, who you wrote an article about. She made an artwork called 63 Objects Taken from My Son's Mouth. What was it about that work that spoke to you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's about, you know, as parents, we can be artists. And like she was using also a part of, you know, watching her children and the different eras they go through and us as parents and making it into art. So like another piece that she came up with in the research I did for this article you're talking about was like measuring how far she could let her son go without running after him and using those measurements as like an art piece. So yeah, just as mothers are art, you know, for me, this is a piece of art, but also just for fun. You know, a lot of the work I do can be pretty serious. I'm also a journalist. And so this was just like a delightful collaboration with an artist as well.
This book really captures this time of life when toddlers are just so curious to experience the world in so many different ways. And, you know, the mouth is one way to experience the outside
yeah.
world. Your kids are older now, but what surprised you about that time in their lives?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, they just don't have a sense of danger,
huh.
You know? They're always putting themselves at risk. So it's always like, you know, as a parent of young kids, you're always very alert. You know, I definitely had a time in the ER where my son ate some mushrooms that were just out and about. You know, it's just like part of the process of growing up.
It's learning what's not food.
What's not food, guys? And I mean, this is it's really just like also, it's meant to be very delightful. And when people open it up, they kind of tend to giggle and smile, and it's fun.
It absolutely is, and the illustrations are fantastic. And you've got some very imaginative, perhaps gross concoctions of things that are not food, like spiny cactus pancakes with soap syrup, dog hair sprinkles, whipped paint. How did you come up with these?
I mean, that's real life. It was like, that's the stuff that would end up in their mouths.
Yeah.
And I mean, careful tweaks here and there, adding, you know, you got to, you know, with the sound, the rhythm of the sentence. I'm like, oh, that could use some dog hair sprinkles.
You've brought a prop into our studio today. Tell me about what it is we're looking at here. It looks kind of like a kitty litter box.
Well, you did mention, like, it's gross. But so one of the best, like, feedbacks I got about the book is that it's gross but not too gross.
Mm-hmm.
I tend towards too gross. That's kind of my way. So I needed, like, some boundaries around what would just put people off. So I think I danced around that pretty good. My publisher had us take out some something that had bird poop.
Mm.
So I brought you a kitty litter cake. So it looks like a kitty litter. It's in a kitty litter pan with a kitty litter little scooper. And then I formed I've gotten quite good at this, forming Tootsie Rolls to look like little poops. So this is kind of my way to bring the poop back. And it's funny.
I have to say, it doesn't look very appetizing to me, but I will trust that it tastes
good. I found out a thing that it's delightful to people that don't have cats.
Uh-huh.
And it's a little too close for people that have cats. Do you have a cat?
I don't. I have a dog, though, so I'm familiar with the cleaning up, yes.
Okay.
And my neighbor has a cat that we sometimes look after.
Okay, but, yeah.
Picture books like That's Not Food, you know, they have great illustrations, but there are a lot of words in here, too. Can you talk to me about how you came up with, you know, some of these things and sunscreen dip? Let's see, what's another one here? Masking tape, missing socks, rhinestone crumble.
It was just like being really playful and like, you know, this is the stuff that kids actually put in their mouths, in my experience. So... and working with the artist to bring this to life was so fun. It was, the artist's name is Courtney Cook, and I met her at one of the readings of one of my nonfiction books called Gross Anatomy. She came up, introduced herself, and said she wanted to become a writer. 2 years later, she contacts me with a book she's written and wanted a blurb, and I blurbed it, and her work in it was like an autobiographical, but what are they, graphic novel.
Mm-hmm.
And her illustrations were just so fun. The cover is of her in a cereal bowl. And I just, when I came up with this idea, I was like, she's got to do the food in this. And she was so excited. And we had such a good time coming up with gross things together.
And the cover of this book, it's a board book. And it's got a picture of a young child who's holding a picture of the book and putting it into her mouth.
Yeah. She's like holding the book and eating it as... Well, you might find a child with
it. Right, which is why they're made out of that sturdy material.
Exactly. You're going to get some bite marks in here.
Yeah. This is your second children's book. We spoke to you about your first one, which is called A Little Shelf.
Love. A Little Shelf Love.
I'm sorry, A Little Shelf Love. Thank you. How did writing this new book differ from that one? Can you compare the processes?
Well, yeah. So I actually did them at the same time.
Hmm.
I started 5 years ago, and like the process is so long to getting all the illustrations right, to finding a publisher. I have an agent for adult work, not for children's work. It's a very different landscape. So, and the difference was, I mean, it was really a lot of the same, kind of like just going over your work over and over again, making sure each image speaks to each, quote
mm-hmm.
well, and that it's readable, and testing it on the kids.
And what is A Little Shelf Love about? Tell me about that book.
Okay, that's about a pothos plant who is new to a shelf of plants and wants to fit in and tries all the things that the other plants are doing, like tries to grow flowers, tries to be really tall like a Sansevieria, until she finds that the thing that's, you know, is what she does is the best thing, which is she grows her vines and everyone's able to appreciate that in her. And you learn about plants along the way. I grew up on a plant nursery, so it felt really like bringing together my childhood and what I do as a author-writer.
Before you wrote children's books, you mentioned you have worked on nonfiction related to the female body, perceptions of beauty and sexuality. How do you see your previous work fit into your more recent work in children's literature?
Ooh, I think it's just like letting loose and letting yourself be you, you know, all your like me too. And just like letting myself be a little bit gross and letting my, like, you know, you guys are talking about such important stuff on the show earlier. And like, I can be like, oh gosh, I just did this ridiculous little book about like, don't put rocks in your mouth. You know, like, what am I doing?
It's important.
But then I'm like, you know, like, it's super fun and people need fun things too. And it's just like believing in yourself and your message. I am who I am. I lean towards turd shaped like Tootsie Rolls versus like Antifa, you know, reporting. And I accept that about myself.
We've just got about a minute left, but tell us what you're working on next.
Oh, so I also did this piece called Episodes with one of my best friends. Just in November it came out. It's about how she was diagnosed bipolar during the pandemic, and it's this really heavy, big piece. So I was doing that at the same time as I was publishing these two books. And so it's been a year of three books coming out, and it was all the eggs were in my basket, and now my basket is empty, and I'm kind of just like taking stuff in and having a moment to kind of enjoy, relax, and fill up again with creative energy. So who knows?
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I've been speaking with San Diego writer and author Mara Altman, whose latest children's book is called That's Not Food, and it's out now. Mara, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And that's our show for today. I'm your host, Andrew Bowen, in for Jade Hindman. Thanks for listening to Midday Edition. Have a great day.
The Cartober fundraising drive is on. Help give back this month by donating your used car, truck, RV, or boat to KPBS. Donating is easy and it's tax deductible. Learn more by visiting us at kpbs.org/car.